listening to Parent Projects.
Hey guys, it's Tony Sievers with Will Seipel today. And he's the CEO of the founder of WorthPoint.com. It's not only the largest provider of information about art, antiques, and collectibles, but it's consistently one of the top websites that's visited in the United States, specifically for families like you trying to understand the value of everything around you and how you can use technology to help you. So if you're ready for that, buckle up and stand by for Parent Projects Podcast with Will Seipel.
You're listening to Parent Projects, a family media and technology group production. Now here's your host, Tony Sievers.
You know, more than 300,000 visits a day is what WorthPoint is currently taking in. And a lot of them are families like probably yours or families like mine that are working through a parent project. If you understand your family's looking to liquidate or in that downsizing move, they need to get a handle on the tax accountability of all the stuff around them, or trying to just figure out what the value of these things are so you can be equitable and how it gets distributed, or what's going to go out to a charity and the value to those things. It's critical that you have experts that can help you do that. And I'm extremely happy to have Will with us today, who's going to give us a glimpse into how technology and their platforms over at WorthPoint can really help you and your family walk through this journey of understanding your stuff. Will, hey, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us on here, Tony. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting for us too, because we love seeing things that make projects accelerate projects and get things moving in the right order. And one of the first things that I recognize as a senior move manager has to be done when I walk into a project is you got to take an inventory of what's there. And to try to figure out what's going to go where and what are you going to do with that? And a lot of that comes down to some of the stuff that you figured out in expertise. So, how do you get there? How did you even think about starting to use technology to understand how a physical thing, how many physical things and to track that stuff and the value of those things? How did you get there?
Well, it's been a long voyage, and we started the company and the concept almost 15 to 17 years ago, the company itself, wow. 15. And I've always, as an entrepreneur, you tend not to see all the difficulties it takes to get somewhere. That I say it's like childbirth, you forget the pain. And my guys told me at the time, cataloging 1 million items or 100 million items would be the limit of what technology could do. And I said, well, that doesn't cover a very big fraction of what man has made. We want to cover everything. And so today we have about 4 billion item or 4 billion images and 700 million items. And it's growing quickly. And we throw some things out because they don't fit anymore with what we want to have in the system. But it's a huge, massive, massive undertaking. And I call it the Internet of Stuff. And we have a trademark on that. But I want to catalog all the things that man or nature has made. And that's a huge project, but it's one that we're capable of doing.
Well, I got to tell you, many families dread doing this. Other than the fact you've got a solution to help put some of that dread away, can you tell us about what kinds of projects in your life? What led you to tackle this problem in the world?
We talked a little bit before the show, and I had a little bit of a troubled family history, and we're always struggling for money, given my dad was a disabled vet. And that, so I was always looking for things to buy and sell. And my mom, being a second generation American, was still strongly Welsh. And believed that you needed to have a lot of your value. And she was an artist of all things, but my dad was a rocket scientist. And she believed you need to have a large percentage of your wealth in real items. And she made me keenly aware of the value of the things could have, which was an important lesson my mom departed to me. And that, so we were all, I was always as a kid and even sometimes chased by the police because we tended to get things from parks, you know, the Civil War or golf balls off out of parks and resell them for money. And I became aware that everything had a value.
Yeah.
And that I marveled on that later in college and in post-college. How could a Mickey Mantle card be worth $1 million? It's just a piece of pasteboard. But it all got down to somebody's perception and rarity and all those other good things we can get into later. But everything has a value in your house. Everything. And that you may, your the items in your house may be worth more than your house. And I've seen that in some estates. I had gone to an estate sale a couple of weeks ago where it was an antique dealer and she had died and she knew she wasn't leaving her daughter much money, but she was leaving all the inventory she squirreled away for her life. And the first person through the door paid $18,000 for Ninja Turtles and the blister packs. And so don't think it's not worth anything. It is.
Yeah. Well, and then connecting, I can imagine the technology being able to connect that next step of people that might be looking for particular items or searching or understand. I mean, that's a huge context. You know, the Ninja Turtles in a blister pack in, you know, a small, you know, area outside of, you know, Prescott, Arizona. But, you know, Prescott, Arizona might not have a ton of value within that given market, but you open it up and you give them a much larger market to look through. And today the internet gives you access. I do plenty of platforms to sell on. That just about, I think just about anybody can sell something on a platform. And it, once they understand the value of, is that the experience that you see, whether it be Facebook or eBay or some of that?
I got disenchanted with the corporate world. Mm-hmm. And that was raised with a very high set of values and that they tend to be a little bit higher. You haven't gone through the military yourself and me being raised in a military family, we had a very high sense of ethic of what was right and wrong. And that all the times, and I'm not saying all the times everywhere, every place, but generally you'd sometimes shake your head, even if you were the C-level officer, you know, with some of the decisions that might get made. And so in about 50, in my late 40s, I was running into that. And I didn't tell you I had worked. I was a senior person at Halliburton. We got acquired.
Oh, okay.
And that I had a former, a later politician as a boss. And that I left there and left a few other places. And that I said, you know, I'm going to go out and do something on my own. And at that time, it was really a lot of thinking in life. And I started selling my kids' old books online at eBay. And I've since sold about 43,000 items on eBay. And it taught me that just lying around in my house again, it's a calling that you got all kinds of value of stuff here. And I was amazed that I could put up kids' used books and people would buy them. And some of the ones I had bought at yard sales and they were older and colorful and things, and they ended up going for a lot of money. So by a lot of money, I mean tens of dollars, 20s of $40, $50. Yeah, that's significant money.
Yeah. And
so for me, I started thinking, well, I can take my tech background and start bringing, if you can see where technology is going over ahead, there were a lot of tech issues we had to solve or we had to wait for the industry to solve. Storage, bandwidth, image recognition, all these things that you knew as a technologist were coming, and they were coming within a decade. And we just started building and getting and storing any good images that we could get. And so WorthPoint has in it over 15 years of sales history. Yeah. And so we can even run indices on Ninja Turtles and tell you the trend of Ninja Turtles and how they're going up and down. Should you get into Ninja Turtles? Should you get out of Ninja Turtles?
the seasonality in the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, seasonality too.
And those things, you know, in a parent project, those things can matter. You may have some of those things that just has to be done now. Maybe you're trying to move through. Usually you've got some level of flexibility. You can store items that maybe seasonality made a difference on. You can put that someplace else till the right season. Knowledge allows you to go after those types of decisions. Those, I know we'll talk in the next segment here. I really want to hear about how you'd made a comment to me talking towards, we spend just a matter of seconds or utilize drone footage to price a $400,000 home. But the amount of time just trying to drill that, it was so complicated to try to understand these other items that were there. We just trying to level out or leverage technology in the same ways to help people at scale. I really want to hear that.
Yeah, if you're something I think that's really important, and looking at it from, you know, I went through my mom's perspective, that my mom passed about 10 years ago, and she was my last surviving parent. And she had called me when my kids were, I'm trying to think, in middle school maybe or elementary school. And she wanted, one of the secrets out there is I have quadruplets. And so three of them are girls, and she wanted to buy gold necklaces with charms for each of them. So she was hard-pressed to come up with the money, and she goes to a jeweler in the small town she lives in. And she wants to sell a $5 gold piece. The jeweler offered her $30 for it. My mom thought that was a home run. She's going to get $30 for a $5 coin. Yeah. My mom can't conceptualize at that time, not because she was infirm, but just because she was a creature of her past and her what she had learned. She had no idea that there was a quarter ounce of gold in that coin. Mm-hmm. So at the time, the gold was at $1,600 an ounce, and she may think she's getting a bargain because she's getting $30 for a $5 gold piece, but she's getting screwed by her jeweler, knowing he knows that just without what date that coin is, that there's $400 of gold sitting there.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important for the users to understand you may quickly be able to think you can size something up or discount it based on your past experiences, but that's not necessarily reality in the market.
Yeah. Well, and why at some level, why take that chance, particularly on a downsizing project where this is the time where you are looking to leverage or to cash out, or you're liquidating and you're doing that, make sure that you're doing that from an informed basis. It is definitely worth the time and attention to do that, let alone by going through this process, you're going to net in a good parent project, you're going to net a lot of other really great things long term. Like you're going to have those inventory lists to be able to pick off of, to know, you know, what can fit where in the new place you're going to go. You may even have the picture of, you know, that triptych of, hey, these pictures happen to always be located here, or the fact of picking up the forks were always on the right hand side. You know, of a drawer, those become the things that you're just freebies just from going through this process of understanding what you have. And it sounds complicated, but well, what I'd like to do real quick is I'd love to see you got a promo for the company that explains what WorkPoint does. And I'd like to take a second, just kind of pause here and walk through that. Is it okay if we take a break over and head to there?
Yeah, let's do it.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Hidden wealth is all around us. It's in the comic book collection you cherished as a child. It's in the antique glassware collecting dust in your parents' attics. Even in the obscure painting you bought from a once-unknown artist who's now a big deal. If there's one thing we all have in common, it's that people love stuff. We love collecting it. We love buying, selling, and trading it. And we love using it to bring context to a larger story. Whatever you hold in your hands, there are two inevitable questions that rise to the surface. What is it? And what is it worth? WorthPoint helps collectors, sellers, and dealers alike discover, value, and preserve their hidden wealth by providing the most comprehensive tools in the industry to discover what an item is, what it's worth, and price to sell. We sit squarely at the intersection of the world's leading auction houses and online marketplaces to bring you pricing information on what hundreds of millions of items have sold for in the past so you can buy and sell with confidence. But that's just the beginning. What if you don't even know what an item is, or why it's so special, or the history behind it? Use the Maps Gallery to search hundreds of thousands of maker's marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, or maps for short, to figure out an item's origin, history, authenticity, and value. You can also continue your search through our digital library, the ultimate research archive offering thousands of digitized books, guides, and catalogs on antiques and collectibles right at your fingertips. Not ready to part with your items yet? No problem. Store your items in the vault, a digital representation of your items that helps you organize your collections and track their value over time. Whatever your items, whatever your goal, WorthPoint helps you capture the thrill of discovering and preserving value in hidden treasures you never even knew you had. Sign up today to get started discovering what's hidden around you.
And this week, we are with Inc. 500 company founder and CEO, Will Seipel. Out of WorthPoint, used by individuals and multiple organizations that are looking for those credible valuations on anything from cameras to coins to Ninja Turtles. Will, thanks again for joining us today on the show. You and I got an opportunity to talk before about kind of a range of different projects that tend to pop up out of your business and opportunities to help people and other things. When you see a family that's going through either helping a friend, which I think is a project, you know, you're personally going through one of those, you've done with a family member, you see others doing, is there anything, what are some of the first things people need to think about when they walk in the house, they know mom and dad are going to downsize, and they're just looking at a lot of stuff. What are those things, what's some of the first things that you think would bring comfort they should be thinking about?
I think you have to, it's hard to set aside the grief from setting aside the reality of what you have to do. And I know it was a little harder for me to approach dealing with my mom's situation. You and I talked about it's usually the oldest daughter that deals with these things. For me, my sister had some challenges. She's a little older than me and wasn't able to do this. So I did it. My brother had already passed. And that it was hard getting through that first moment of emotion that you're walking into this house that used to be more of a live physical object to you because it was your mother, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're there to take it apart. And my mom lived in a small main town, so I can tell you the first thing I did was to go down to the corner store and get a bottle of booze and go back and have a not a lot, but, you know, just some sipping whiskey while I adjusted to this is my reality and let's get started.
Yeah.
It was easier going into a friend's house who was still alive at this point, but moving to assisted living and saying, Jim, what are your expectations out of this? Let's talk about it. Because it's his house, his things, his wife's is having challenges and had already moved into assisted living, very heavy assisted living. I guess my mom says, well, you don't come back. That's what she's used to say. You know, there was assisted living, then there's area where you don't come back from. And so, understanding what were his goals and what were his realities. And the thing that shocked me is he had to be out in 30 days. And I did not know this. I went up to help him without realizing. Let's understand the time deadline. Let's understand your expectations. Let's discuss that these expectations are realistic. He was getting a lot of pressure to sell the contents with the house, which I didn't think was fair. And we discussed that we got the realtors and the buyer to adjust the price upwards by six figures, because I think they were getting too good of a deal, let alone we're not going to give away all the stuff.
Yeah.
And so we really first had to take the parameters and what did we have to deal with. And the time also would then dictate how you got rid of things. And I thought Jim's expectations of what the items would bring were more than fair. They were on the way low side. And so I certainly did not want to step into a situation where you can't help somebody because they have unrealistic expectations, either time or money, or what you could take with you in your new living.
Right.
And so Jim fit all the parameters that we could go in and help him. And we did clear out an estate that was it was probably a 4,500 square foot house plus a basement and a garage and an area over a garage. And we had it totally cleared in 30 days. And, you know, I think it's fair to say we brought in 3 to 4 times what he expected. You always have those high end items in that house. Everybody has, it's my belief that everybody has items of higher value than average in their house. You just got to find them. And certainly fit the case here. And with the help of Eric on the WorthPoint staff, Eric Bradley, we identified a real period copy of the Japanese surrender document from the USS Missouri.
Wow.
And that the lore was that it was real, and the printmaster on the Missouri printed a few extra copies, and that I believe the excuse at the time that they were no good and had to be scrapped, and obviously he was a place to scrap them, was he printed them upside down with a watermark. So they wouldn't use one that had the watermark upside down on the paper.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't probably worth as much as Jim might have hoped, but it certainly brought about $6,000 or $7,000 at Heritage.
Well, and to be able to leverage real information and knowledge against what that is to set expectations.
Yes.
You know, and that's to say, you know, one thing to speak in with families, one thing I've learned as a senior move manager, as well as an SRES realtor, you know, I know that value and cash value of something is really a piece of that. So, you know, you're going to take this in. This will give you clarity against that. Doesn't always answer the full mail, because when it comes down to emotional value for things, generally, especially when the more family members you have involved or more stakeholders that have touched that thing or felt that thing or have memories tied to that thing, that could change. That can change value. And you made a comment earlier. Value is really a perception of, or in the eye of the beholder, or a perception of somebody else. It's what someone really wants to do. And in real estate, we say really the true value is what a ready, willing, and able buyer and a ready, willing, and able seller come to an agreement on. I don't know for sure, but I'd say I've come to the understanding that's generally true across the board for any item that's going to be exchanged in a good, fair change. And so giving somebody that information will allow you to make some better decisions when you're either letting go of that item or having conversations about it. So I think you're.
Yeah, we sold about, we cream picked the best items and we sent them to bricks and mortar auction houses.
Yeah.
And that would hopefully have a relevant audience for what we were selling. And that we sold everything else in that house online, and it was out of there in 30 days. We use online marketplaces and sold everything and everything. You know, it was kind of amazing.
Well, and again, once you have an understanding, you can move pretty darn quick. 30 days to be able to clear out a property from that. So what looks overwhelming can really be handled with information in a lot of ways.
I lived in the Southeast, and that this was up in the Mid-Atlantic area.
Yeah.
And that I went up there with a helper, and we photographed everything in that house in 2 to 3 days. Then we brought the images back with us and obviously have our knowledge and work point. And we cataloged everything in online marketplaces. And then we went back up for the close. And one of the things we did not do, and this is a safety issue, was disclose the exact address until we were ready for pickup, because we weren't there and we weren't sleeping in the house. I don't know if you want to be sleeping in the house advertising what you're selling anyway.
Right, right.
And so we finally disclosed the exact address and were there for the pickup. And that everything in that house was sold. It was amazing.
Well, I love, you know, I want to give a moment here and a nod just to say that, you know, what you're doing with WorthPoint, arming people with that information, giving people a place to go, the fact that you saw ahead, you know, over a decade ago, and to know that even as the internet was trying to work itself out with pictures and the technology where it's going to go, the same way we work at Parent Projects to work through some of these Web3 technologies. And you just got to get in front of it and work. I just really kudos to you. From our end, working down on projects and helping families and projects, I honestly think what you do has so much value to families that are going through this. And I have no problem recommending WorthPoint to anybody that's going through a parent project, and they need to get an arm around the value of the things that sit out and around them, and to make use of the site and the products. And you haven't asked me to solicit, you haven't solicited that. You haven't asked me to push that. I genuinely put out there because there are so many things that free up. So, well, I really appreciate you spending time with us today and walking through and helping family wrap their head around how they can leverage technology and find that value in the technology. Thank you so much.
I'll tell you the one thing we want you to come to later.
Please do.
I mentioned to you we're going to have a fashion sale, and that we're helping another family, or a group of people, as a lot of aspiring ballerinos, with the sale of some assets from an estate that are fashion related. And there's going to be including 1,000 hats, and the hat maker was Susan's on Madison Avenue. She makes hats for royalty in Europe. And so imagine 1,000 hats and other assets that we created, a tax asset for some person with an estate. And we saved these from the dump.
Wow.
So these hats ranged up to costing $6,000 a piece. And the proceeds are going to be going to an Atlanta ballet school.
So fantastic. Where can we go to get more information?
We'll have it posted probably within 2 weeks on WorthPoint, and it will be a sale done on eBay. And it will conclude with a bunch of derby hats in the early spring, that if you're into derbies at all.
Into the derby season. Absolutely.
No, I may even wear one to the derby. What the hell?
I think that's fantastic. I love it. Well, I really appreciate you spending that time with us. Tell us where can people find you, your web address, and where can they find you on social media if they're looking for you?
www.worthpoint.com. And we have under the WorthPoint moniker, we also have accounts on Facebook, Instant Messenger. You can follow me personally, Will Seiple, on LinkedIn, and I'm building my own website to talk about some of the things that I do. And WorthPoint has a YouTube channel as well as I do.
Brilliant. Well, I look forward to doing a lot more of it and maybe catching you over on that side of the house. Again, brother, thanks for so much for sharing your time, talents, and treasures with us today.
Thank you for caring.
Yeah, God bless.
Well, that's it for the team this week, and thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed the content, remember to subscribe and to share this episode on the app that you're using right now. Your reviews and your comments, they really help us expand our reach as well as our perspective. So if you have time, also drop us a note. Let us know how we're doing. For tips and tools to clarify your parent project, simplify communication with your stakeholders, and verify the professionals that you choose, you can find us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks again for trusting us. Until our next episode, behold and be held.
Thank you for listening to this Parent Projects podcast production. To access our show notes, resources, or forums, join us on your favorite social media platform or go to parentprojects.com. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. This show is copyrighted by Family Media and Technology Group Incorporated and Parent Projects LLC. Written permissions must be granted before syndication or rebroadcast.